the book Hebrews, part 262. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheys of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, thinking about what is your God's name, which is so very important. Because today people doesn't know this, especially the Protestant people, they don't even know their own God's name. It's a A5 book, 500 plus pages. You can obtain it by contact me at our South African code for our WhatsApp numbers, +27, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yafashua.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in our study, you are so very, very welcome. But go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family and everyone that matters to you, hallelujah, and who are dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper, or pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes, hallelujah. What a great privilege just to be together and study the Word. And every week, every study that we do is so full of the Ruach HaKodesh and the revelation word of Yahweh. We are doing one of our confirmation scriptures, which is Matthew 7 verse 5 onwards. Now, I trust that you've studied Matthew 17 further on, and to what conclusion that you came. Well, it will be easy now to measure it with what I'm saying and see if you have find that Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh have exposed the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh also unto you and in the revelation word, hallelujah. Now I'm just going to read verse 5 again. Matthew 17 verse 5 is where we end yesterday or stop, just to get the scripture flowing. While they yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. It wasn't a light, it was a cloud. And behold, the voice out of the cloud said, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. So take notice of what he's going to say and what he's going to teach you. Why? Because Yahweh knows everything offhand. And he knew in 2026 that there will be a time when people will hang on to lies. He knew that there will be a time in the 21st century where the internet will play a major role in the lives of many Christians. I'm so glad we are not Christians, because the Roman Catholics are Christians. Are we Protestants? No, we are not even Protestants. We are Yahwist. Although we read the same Bible, the 1611 King James, we can read, or either the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. So listen to what he says in verse 6. The last part, verse 5, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Listen to what he's going to say. Verse 6. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. It must have been a massive, frightening experience. First seeing Yahushua change his image. Well, that's how his image was changed. Now hearing the voice from heaven, I don't think you can stand straight up and look up. That's why they just fell to their faces. I think we all would have done it in worship, being afraid. Because the Bible says they were afraid. They thought this is the end. And the disciples heard it, they fell to their faces, and they were scared, afraid. And Yahushua came and touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." Arise and be not afraid. Isn't that the theme of the ministry of Yahushua? Is to stand up and not to be afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of the chains for the Israelites from the 613 laws unto the 210, unto the two New Testamentally kingly laws, which Yahushua paid with his own blood and engraved in our soul's dimensions over more than 2,000 years of time. Arise and be not afraid. And this is what we need to do in this new year, 2026. We do not be afraid. Church people that comes to the revelation word, they do not to be afraid. Because Yahweh won't give them something that they are not capable of handling. It's like you won't, when your little child of 3 years is sitting with a drum of petrol, gas, gasoline, you won't give him a lighter to play with. No. He or she might just strike the light and everything will explode. Why? They can get hurt. And the same with the bride of Yahushua. Father, our Father Almighty won't give us anything that can hurt us. And that's why he says he goes before us and he straights the way that we need to walk. He walks the road. Yahushua has already walked the road that we have to walk. He already died on Calvary's cross to give us liberty and freedom in Father Yahweh, our Elohim, through the actions of the Ruach HaKodesh in our soul's dimensions. And Yahushua says and touched them, came and touched them. Funny, when you touch somebody, there's just that calmness. It's real. Just knowing that he's there. Arise, and he says, arise and be not afraid. And let's be bold this year. Not just the first week or first month of the year, but let's be bold. Be like a Peter, standing in the presence of Yahweh our Elohim, dwelling through the knowledge of the Ruach HaKodesh, as he opens the word unto us. Verse 8, and when they had lifted up their eyes, because they were laying on the ground, they saw no man save or a part of Yahushua only. So Moses and Elijah were there no more. In the time that they laid on their faces, they were there no more. Now, we don't find any scripture in the Bible that confirms or states what was said between Yahushua and Moses and Elijah. Again, I want to say, why not Enoch? Why not, if Enoch was so holy that he was ascended, as the book Enoch wants to say, why were he not present there? So we don't have a record of what has been said. All that we know is that Yahweh said, "This is my beloved son, whom I will please." You must listen to what he's going to say. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save or part of Yahushua only. Now, I want us to look at verse 9. And as they came down from the mountain, Yahushua charged them, saying, so he instructed them. The word charge there is a very firm statement. He instructed them. What I'm going to tell you now, you are not to overtell. And as they came down from the mountain, Yahushua charged them, saying, tell this vision to no man. In other words, when you get to town, you're not going to even mention this this supernatural experience that you experience on this mountain. Tell this vision to no man. Until the Son of Man, who was the Son of Man? Yahushua, be risen again from the dead. Now, you must have read this when I asked you for homework yesterday to do it. What have you found, if I may ask a question now, for what reason? Because there's a reason. Would Yahushua instructed the three disciples not to say anything about the experience on the mountain? Not until he has risen from the dead. Come on, now it's your chance. Quickly, have a discussion. Can you remember? Did you pick that up? Did you put a question mark behind it? You see, that happens a lot of times. We just read the scripture and we don't put a question mark behind. And being a professor, I always have question marks when I read the Bible, because my father taught me to read between the lines and to ask questions. And once you can do that, Bible reading becomes a total new experience. Because not just a sentence you're reading, it is what you want to have the answer for. So what would you say? Why would Yahushua have instructed? Because he just not instructed them, he charged them. I charge you not to say anything about what you saw. Tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man, he was referring to himself, be arisen again from the dead. Why didn't Yahushua wanted them to say anything that Moses and Elijah was on the mountain with him? Have you got a clue? Well, it's quite obvious. If the disciples would have said anything about the experience which they experienced on the mount, immediately the Pharisees and Sadducees would again wanted to stone Yahushua, because they would have said that this is a concoct story, something that they just put together to confuse the other Israelites and to make something of Yahushua and his ministry of which he's not. And Yahushua knew that if the disciples would say anything about this meeting on the mount, the presence of Elijah and Moses, it would make the Pharisees, Sadducees, the scribes, the Sanhedrin, that will the priest of the temple, that will drive them crazy. And again they will say, he's blaspheming. That Yahushua wants to make himself something which is not. So what did Yahushua did? He actually caused to stop a problem before it occurred. Yahushua knew there would be an uprise again. And there will be a lot of things said about what has happened, which the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, and all the priest of the temple, they would have said he created this to make himself something which is not. Now with this knowledge we're going to stop here. Now I want you to go and read the rest of the scripture again. See if you can pick something up that you've missed yesterday. There's a couple of very interesting things there. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.